His brothers continued on. Virgil is a drummer, now is a guitar player. And sounded good. I thought that was the end of them. And no, they're sounding strong. That's brand new. Just got it this week and been enjoying it. Started off with Help Yourself from an album called Return of Ken Whaley. And I just mentioned Ken Whaley and Green Ray. So you got to get a pen and paper out and draw a map. Ken Whaley and Richard Treese, the other original member of Green Ray, were founding members of Help Yourself with Malcolm Morley. And they both, Ken and Richard, have passed away. Richard actually played in Bozeman a couple times, quite a few years ago, 2001, I think. Great, great man, incredible guitar player. Just so tying those together, and I'll get to the new Malcolm Morley album in 2 weeks, I promise. I will tape it to my arm so I don't forget it. But I have to stop here right now. I have more music. I'll tell you, this is KGLT Bozeman and KGLZ East Helena serving the Helena Valley. And KGLT is supported by the Daily Coffee Bar and Eatery in Bozeman on campus at College in Lemon and Northside at Rouse and Oak, serving sustainably sourced coffee, fresh pastries, and quick breakfast and lunch options for over 25 years. Learn more at dailycoffeebar.com. And we're also supported by Sister Bill Saloon, a privately owned bar offering burgers, cocktails, and local brews in the Big Sky Mountain Village. Open daily at 4 p.m. with food served until 9 p.m. Information online at scissorbills.com or on Facebook. Yes. Have an hour left. I did check the big board, and Rune is listed as the DJ at 6 o'clock. So I suppose we should expect him. And that's good news. I always like to see Rune. One of the first group of second generation DJs here at KGLT. You know, we have Coulter's daughter Olivia and the two Kehoe boys. Yeah, that's how it works. I got no kids, so I'm the end of the line here. When I'm gone, nobody take my place. They're just going to leave this every other Friday, 3 to 6, dead air. That's what they told me anyway. I've got two sets lined up. That's good. I'm thinking ahead. Okay. This is another weird connection. In the discussion about the Malcolm Morley album I forgot to bring, my friend Peter Holsapple said he got a copy and loved it. And it turned out Peter Holsapple used to be in the DBs. Well, I suppose he's still in the DBs. And he's put out a lot of solo stuff recently. He also is a sideman for Hootie and the Blowfish. And he was in London a couple weeks ago, a week ago or so, and did a solo show at a club called the Betsy, or the Betsy Trotwood, not sure the correct name. It's a club in a bar in London. And Malcolm Morley came out to see him play and handed him over a copy of the record. And Peter was gushing about being a huge fan of Help Yourself, as I am, and I know he likes a lot of sort of music. So this is from 2013. It's from a tribute album, or a benefit album, actually is more correct, for Bobby Sutliff, a good friend of ours, who had a serious car accident back then. So we all did versions of his songs and put out a CD that we sold for to support Bobby. And this is Peter Holsapple's song from that album. It's called Scrang, the sounds like Bobby Sutliff. And this is Peter doing, well, better get it to the right one, number 6. I think he plays everything on this very well, actually, too.
Don't change your name. It's all good, clean fun. Don't move away, begun. Don't change your name. It's all good, clean fun. Don't move away, begun. I'll say farewell.
some old hippie music. Pink Floyd from Adam Hart, Mother Fettle, Son. That sounded nice. I saw a clip of Gilmore sitting in at a gig, like an anniversary gig, a birthday gig that Richard Thompson did, and they played that. Very nice to see those two together. What was in there? Peter Hovsepel did a Belly Grand Man, Welsh band of some fame and a big favorite of mine. From that's their, what's he, 1, 2, 3, 4th album. Do you like it here now? Are you settling in? Song's called All Good Clean Fun, and that's a reference to a tour Man and Help Yourself did together with a couple other bands, and they even mentioned Help Yourself in that song. They became lifelong friends at that point, shared the same label and the same misfortunes. To mix things up, you heard Dave Walker with Ken and Malcolm from Help Yourself back him up, along with Rick Purnell and Dennis Tech. That's from a box set called Convolutions of the Brain. Yeah, it's my record. I'm playing the guitar on there too. We had fun doing that. Dave Walker didn't like that until he heard it nearly finished and changed his mind. That's my idea, do it faster, not like a Pink Floyd song. Yeah, that's all we do for fun. Just the parlor game we work up and make problems for ourselves, musical problems for ourselves, and then solve them. Keeps the brain together. Oh, okay. 5:23. Days just drifting by. Fair enough. I've been having fun. It was often discussed how long a show is long enough. I know a lot of people get 1 hour shows at their station. 2 hours is pretty common. We get 3 hours here, which I think is perfect, because the first hour I'm getting settled in, but by the 90-minute point, I can see the end. And if I only had 30 more minutes, I'd be frustrated. So 3 hours works fine for me. I can move around the dial, play a lot of stuff. I usually get about 40 songs a show on this one. Sometimes less, sometimes more. But that's not too bad. 1,000 songs a year. 1,000 nearly unique songs a year. That's what I'm putting up for you. And I hope you enjoy the compliments. The calls I get and stuff make me think it works. This 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock hour. 5 o'clock hour is underwritten in part by KSM-TV, Montana's public television, Channel 9. Tonight on Montana PBS, you're going to get Washington Week, Firing Line, and great performances, 42nd Street. Must be a musical. So be there if you want. Roon van der Weyde coming up in just about half an hour, and he'll entertain you till 9 o'clock tonight. And then we start all over again. I think it's Howard Gray does the 9 to midnight, right? And I'll be back in 2 weeks. I almost wasn't. I had a vacation plan that I scratched. Because I couldn't meet up with somebody I thought I was going to see, and it just seemed a little too complicated to try to do all that stuff.
The second annual Livingston Jazz Festival takes place Thursday, November 7th through Saturday, November 9th at venues throughout Livingston. The festival brings internationally recognized artists, jazz lovers, and lifelong learners together for 3 days of concerts, jam sessions, and masterclass workshops. 2019 guest artists include the Jeff Hamilton Trio and UCLA's Herbie Hancock Institute Jazz Performance Ensemble. A schedule of events, tickets, and more info available online at livjazzfest.org.
Yeah. Okay. Change directions again. This one I showed up in my mailbox this week. It originally came out in 2004, and for some reason at the time I didn't buy it. And somebody mentioned it. It's a box set by the Australian band The Saints. They're from Brisbane, I believe. Mid-70s punk rock band. And this 4-CD set is called All Times Through Paradise, and it collects all three of their first three studio albums, all the ones with Ed Cooper, plus a live set from the Hope and Anchor, November 26, 1977. So that's 42 years ago, almost to the day. And when it was mentioned, somebody said you can get it cheap, and with postage, this four CD set cost me $8. Can't beat that, and it's really good. Besides the three albums, it has additional recordings, singles, EP tracks, and then this complete live show and another short live set. What a deal! And a great band, sort of overlooked here in the States. Though their first two records were released here, some people know them, and maybe you'll like. We'll be right back.
not good.
Thank you.
Getting out of there with the Damned. And I'm doing clock math here. And I had one more song I thought I might play, but I think I'm going to run with the last set I have. It's 5:41. You've been listening to KGLT. I think you probably usually do, don't you? Yeah. What was that in there? The Saints did Messing with the Kid, which is not the Junior Wells song from a live performance. Rita Bergman live as well from Paddington Town Hall, 1977. Dark Surprise, The Damned did Smash It Up from their Machine Gun Etiquette record. A quick note.
Gallatin Refugee Connections, in support of the International Rescue Committee and Soft Landing, will hold its third annual household goods drive to support refugee families in Missoula. Welcome kit assembly will be Saturday, November 2nd, at the Fork and Spoon Restaurant at 302 North 7th in Bozeman from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Details about drop-off sites, items needed, and more are on Facebook at Gallatin Refugee Connections or by phone at 209-0971.
So this is that saddest part of the show when I start putting stuff away to get out of the way for Rune. And I just look at all the things I didn't get to play. So that means I do have to come back, and I'll get to them eventually. That's how it works. See you in 2 weeks. Drive carefully if it gets cold and icy. That's nasty. Walk carefully, too. See you soon.
Turning my mind all around, 'cause light is faster than sound.
Faster than sound.